Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. These last weeks, we've been talking about a concept. We're actually reframing something that you might have known as something else. Quite often, we talk about the tools of the human light worker, the old soul. And these tools have names we've used before. We've actually categorized them in past channels. And now we do it again. Because this time we're reframing a tool as an engine. The engines that we have to tell you about are common in every single human being. The question is, have you started it? It's there. You're born with it. Have you fueled it? Have you discovered it? Have you awakened to it? Part of these engines is an attribute that we say propels you forward. So that's the reason we often call it an engine. And the metaphor, of course, is the engine in your car. This particular engine is a big one. And this engine includes other words we have used in the past that we have called the new tools of the new age. Every single human has this engine. What's interesting is that the engine is almost always used at certain times, but then is either forgotten or it stops running. Or perhaps it's not obvious that it could be used in other areas as well. And the engine is this one. I will call it the engine of caring and nurturing. Caring and nurturing. Now, what would this engine include in words you might recognize that we've used before? How about love? And remember, we're not talking about an engine of love. We're talking about an engine of caring and nurturing. That includes love. How about this one? Compassion. Would caring and nurturing include compassion? Absolutely. In fact, there's probably a long list of things that this engine propels forward. Every mother knows about nurturing and caring. Every mother knows about the love that they may have, beautiful, for their infant. There are so many human beings who have this same thing for perhaps their pets, their companions, little animals that they would have with them. Caring, nurturing, and love. But when the engine starts to expand and an awakening occurs, that's one of the other engines we've told you about. In fact, it was the first one. When that occurs, we told you that the awakening engine then starts some of the others. Even if those other engines are working, it expands them, makes them bigger. And this is one of them. What kind of compassion, what kind of nurturing and caring do you have for those around you? I'm not talking about your mom. I'm not talking about your brother or your sister. Others around you. Can you have caring and nurturing for your coworkers, for your neighbors? Is it possible that you can apply something that seems so personal, perhaps even to people you don't know? There are many people in trouble right now on this planet, real trouble. War does that. War does that. And when you see them, there are so many who say, I feel so sorry for those. That isn't nurturing. That isn't caring. And not really. Feeling sorry is neither of those. That's empathy. That's you putting yourself in their place and then feeling bad yourself. I have given you information before that an empathetic person can actually become dysfunctional in their empathy. They don't want to know anymore because they feel too much. And when that happens, I ask the question yet again, how are you helping anyone if you turn off because it hurts you so much? So control over empathy is one of the actual tools that we've talked about that you must master in order to help others and become nurturing and caring. When you see those in trouble that you do not know, rather than putting yourself in their place and say, how awful, what if instead you turn to caring? I care about this person. I see their face. I care about them. I wish to use that within me that is esoteric and powerful to nurture them with my love. I want to nurture them right now with my compassion. I want to see it on their face that they feel the nurturing that I have. What a beautiful, large, expanding engine that you have if you can do that. You might say it's the key to becoming a light worker. Yes, first there is the awakening, yes. Then there's the self-examination, yes. All the other things, there's the consciousness, there's all the other energies we've given you. But this one, this is the heart-based one. This is the one that helps more people than any other one. All the others are engines that prepare you for this one or help you along, including the one we haven't given you yet. To help you along to know what to do. But this one, this is the love engine. But more than that, when you say, well, I love them, what does that mean? It means that you care. And that perhaps you even dare to nurture the compassionate feelings you might have for a stranger in trouble. People ask, what can we do to help others? We have no control of their situation. We just see their pain. What can we do? This is the engine that I give you today. You can nurture them. A strange word, perhaps, for a stranger, but is another soul on this planet truly a stranger? This brings up the teaching I've given you for 33 years. There is a bigger family out there called the soul family of humanity. And all souls know other souls. And this is why some of you are so empathetic, because you feel what they feel. And I've told you to control that so that it won't disarm you. And instead, think about those things which you can do, which are beautiful. That's the reason you can nurture someone in a faraway land that you don't know their name. You may not even know their face. You may see things, a crowd of people in trouble. Can you nurture them? Can you use this beautiful engine to cover them with the purity of love and compassion, like a thick energy, like molasses perhaps, that encases them in peace at a time when they need it the most? This is a great engine, needed more than ever at any time on this planet. This is a beautiful, beautiful engine. But it surpasses everything you thought it could. You've always heard the that love is the key. Love is the key to everything. Now, how do you direct it, and what are the many facets of it? And books have been written on this. So I'm pinning it down today to say right now, the best use of this engine is caring and nurturing for so many on this planet who really are in trouble. The fear, the sorrow, the uncertainty, the grief, the anger, it's all there for you to see. This is what the light worker came for. In the shift, we told you that the dark would try to pull you backwards and pull you into ages that existed before. Ugly, negative times that were your grandfather's world. And now you get to see it. It's time for you to pull out this engine and start using it to focus your caring and focus your nurturing to those who need it most. Some of them may be closer to you than you think, and some are far away. But all of them are your family, and we have told you this. When you get to the other side of the veil, dear ones, all of you will someday. And take your last breath, all of you will someday. These are the ones you're going to meet, and you'll hug them. And they may say to you, I felt you then. Thank you. I felt you then. Thank you for caring. Thank you. I'm in love with all of you as Cryon. And so it is.